Cantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Perfect Peace, a novel, by Daniel Black, narrated by Ron Butler. Chapter 1. Gus stood beside the living room window, waiting for the annual spring rains. They should have come by now, he noted, glancing at the battered Motley Funeral Home calendar hanging from a nail on the wall. It was May 17, 1940, and Gus's wilted crops made him wonder if, somehow, he had angered Mother Nature. Usually the rains came between March and April, freeing him to hunt or fish the latter part of the spring, while cabbage, collard, and tomato sprouts strengthened in the moistened earth. That year, the stubborn rains prolonged the daily sojourn Gus and the boys took to the river and back. Locals called it the Jordan, carrying 5-gallon buckets of water for both their own and the sprouts' survival. Gus loved the rains. As a child, he lay in bed listening to the thunderous polyrhythms they drummed into the rusted tin rooftop. Something about the melody soothed his somber soul and allowed him to cry without fear of his father's reprisal. After all, he was a boy, Chester Peace Sr. loved to remind him, as though his genitalia didn't. And tears didn't speak well for one who would, one day, become a man. The indelible imprint of Chester Sr.'s inordinately large hand on Gus's tender face whenever he wept never bothered the boy who, in his heart, wanted nothing more desperately than to emulate his father. But as he grew, he never learned to control his tears.